Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
I'm getting to the stage where I'm almost disliking them because I see what qualities they have. But when they have a team and they've got the game won and they're just taking the foot off the gas, and I'm waiting for leadership. I'm seeing people with bad habits. I'm looking at the goalkeeper, wasting time. Your goalkeeper, Man United, playing a chat, you're 2 or 3 nil up and you're wasting time. Just get on with the game, you know, flex your muscles. You've got the game won. And all of a sudden, they take a step back almost. Show some courage, almost frightened to go and win the game. So, again, huge problems for Man United going forward, but they got the job done.
But they were absolute nonsense. They're all overrated. Welcome to United FM.
It does feel like United FM, of course, and Elliot, spot on with that impersonation of Roy Keane, but spot on with how we're feeling here recording this as well.
You know, it's an interesting thing, and I'm in that reflective state. Anyone who knows other happenings beyond what goes on air understands how crucial the next week would be. And I think for me, when I listen to Roy Keane, right, that I wouldn't say damning, but that very harsh reality check, this is a personal philosophy that I've always subscribed to. As friends, we know each other that way. It's gotten me into trouble a lot of times. But really, sack the whole bunch of them. Is it wrong to say that?
No, I like the point you're making. And the reason we included Roy Keane right at the top of the show is because there is honesty. The questions are honest, the questions are hard, but the questions need to be asked. And I think that's why Roy Keane wore that armband with such distinction. Because he's not making this up for pundit's sake. He used to ask these difficult questions in the dressing room.
Correct.
As well.
Correct.
And I think that is what is missing in the United dressing room. And that's what has transpired, not just over the 120 minutes and more last night, but also across the season.
Show your character, as they say. And suddenly, you know, if you've watched, and a lot of people commenting that the episode of The Overlap that featured Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, of course, Roy Keane was part of that, was probably one of the best episodes of The Overlap, probably got them more views. You start to understand, is that why Solskjaer put Harry Maguire as captain? Because he was the man of the match. He showed a character, and he's come out to say that he wasn't fully fit. I think he only started training on Friday, but he showed strength. He showed leadership. And the fact that he endured everything that he endured, whom we've spoken to Deepan Raj Ganesan from the Straits Times Sports Desk about, shows that that's character.
Exactly, and I think that's what deserves the armband almost, because you want your leaders to lead by example, and Harry Maguire, in hindsight, probably earned it on credit because of the gumption he's shown to come back from all the criticism, right? But coming back to this United team, you do question where the characters are, because we are finding moments of brilliance to get through the season, fleetingly hang on to something. We've had a few youngsters come through, but even such precarious talents like Kobbie Mainoo, like Alejandro Garnacho, they need leaders to guide them through.
I question why the characters are. Because we'll get to the manager in a while. Scott McTominay put in a semi-hitless chicken man of the match performance as well, intercepting and all that. And if you read deeper, you're going, no, he's protecting Kobbie Mainoo because Kobbie Mainoo is so new. Harry Maguire put in a man of the match shift because he's protecting Casemiro, who's new at the centre-back role, but took it simple. In fact, you can't fault the three goals to the two centre-backs, you know. It was the other two guys and the guy at the back who, I don't know what's going on. You're playing a fool, mate.
Exactly, and I think we have mentioned the leadership capabilities of Harry Maguire to some extent so far, right? But it just, there's no leader to galvanize the whole team. Yeah. You talk about Andre Onana. I think Roy Keane makes mention of Onana insisting on time wasting when the team was 3-0 up.
What was that for?
Is that necessary almost? And that's the question. I guess eventually Onana went on to save a crucial penalty in the shootout. So he's somehow vindicated himself.
It's his job anyway.
But Manchester United as a club just send the wrong signals when you're wasting time 3-0 up against championship opposition. Yeah. It's, to use a cliche, not the United way, right? And I feel like it's not fair that we're about 4 minutes into this conversation and we haven't mentioned Coventry at all, because boy, did they show everything that United lacked, the fearlessness.
Comeback of ages. And you know what? I will go one step further and say the manager showed everything that a United manager didn't have. Because you come out first half, you're down 3-0. Wait a minute, you've got one guy in front of the DMs. I clearly don't know the players. Okay, it's kind of disrupting the free flow at the back. And then in the second half, I'm changing the formation. You know, that's a manager's job. Okay, the tactic's not working, I'm changing. But this one, stubborn.
Yeah, the in-game management for Mark Robbins was excellent. But you talk about Erik ten Hag being stubborn. He's towed that stubborn line that now it's crossed into the realms of delusion, in my opinion. Here's him speaking post-match, answering of whether it's an embarrassment or an achievement. And here's what he had to say.
Manchester United fans, many of them will be embarrassed at the way you've got to the final. Obviously, they're happy you're there, but embarrassed at the manner in which you've made it there.
No, no, I don't. I can't see that word, because in the end of the day, it's about the achievement. And yeah, I see the mistakes we make. We can't look away from it, but it's not an embarrassment. It's, as I say, it's a huge achievement. So even a big team from United, from a decade ago, they only achieved the final 3 times. We now 2 times in 2 years. So that's a good performance.
You know what I read into this? I read into this as a manager, right? And this is my profiling site. A manager got a superstar team, and a superstar team are made of snowflake mentalities. Mm. Egos probably, and I'm dancing around it just to be nice to everyone.
Yeah, eggshells, right? Eggshells, he has to be careful. For me, I read into it as dead man walking. I think it's just that final date now at Wembley will be his last hurrah for this club. I think his future is done, not just based on yesterday's performance alone. I think it's a season as a whole, and we'll hear from Jamie Carragher later on this topic as well. But for me, Ten Hag's gone. After last night, there's no way you... You don't see anything. And the number of injuries we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, people will say, oh, intensity of training has been very high. Bro, I don't see the intense training taking shape on match day. So what's that all about? I do feel like...
Questionable substitutions.
Exactly. And that's happened time and again. And you mentioned earlier about those egos he's afraid to upset, right? Mm. I question why Alejandro Garnacho came off yesterday rather than Marcus Rashford, who... all season long has toiled for end product.
I'll let him go.
Exactly.
He should go too.
And you're bringing on Anthony, who is clearly an Erik ten Hag signing, but you forget about Amad Diallo, who got us to the semi-final in the first place. It's questionable things like that that a layman like me can see. I'm sure Sir Jim Ratcliffe and his exco, I shall call them, are already... made their mind up in terms of where the club is going towards.
They didn't look happy in the box, right? The facial expressions that changed, and one would say that this FA Cup was the final thing needed for Erik ten Hag to save his job, so to speak, or to show that longevity, to build on something. But so what's the problem now? Right, you've got a guy, another Dutchman who got us to the FA Cup final, who's too harsh, too eccentric, but brings around youth. You got this other Dutchman who is a bit delusional. You had a Portuguese who was too blunt. And then you had a nice guy. How many more managers are you going
to
try?
Exactly. And I think that's the biggest problem for Ineos at the moment. They're trying to change the upper structure so there's a support system for the manager. All those managers you mentioned, Louis van Gaal, Jose Mourinho, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, they had the stick that, oh, I don't have a structure above me. Yeah. I think the new manager is going to be held accountable because Ineos are going to put that structure in place.
And we say the same things, right, in other discussions on this station about how if something is not right, it's one thing to look at workers, but are we assessing, are we having these inquiries on the upper management, the middle management? Are the methods effective? And this is a case, right? Yeah, it's sports. It's a money-making machine. But this is a real case of a structural nonsense that needs to be fixed.
And 100% you are spot on, because we talk about that structure. And this is something I've mentioned to you before. The job of upper management and middle management is to equip the people who are the ground workers, shall I say, to go out and do the best they can.
Yes.
That it goes beyond sport. For now, it refers to Manchester United as well. And this is why I think Erik ten Hag's time is up. And Jamie Carragher seems to agree, speaking on Sky Sports.
I think that result today has just cost the Manchester United manager his job. I don't see how he stays. I don't. It's just performance after performance. And then that is just like... I mean, it's probably... I would imagine that dressing room is probably the most embarrassed dressing room you could probably remember of a team who's won a big game. Can you imagine that dressing room when you're winning, having just sat there probably looking at each other, you don't know whether to celebrate? Is it a big thing that you're in a cup final, that you've got through? I just don't see what... If you were at the top at Manchester United, what is it about the situation, watching the team, the manager, his personality, that would be making you think he's going to take us forward next season?
If you think about what Ineos have done since they come in, they've sent us all quite a clear message. They've wiped out the whole top of the club. The whole lot. They've all gone. And they've brought in three new people already. So obviously the manager and the players, that at the end of the season, the decision would always going to be waiting till then. But they've sent a clear message to everybody that they don't like what they see and they didn't like what they found. So the reality of it is, it's going to be an uncertain, turbulent, I think, few months for Manchester United, not just in the sort of playing side, but on the non-playing side as well, because there's going to be so much change there. They obviously don't like it, or else they wouldn't have changed CEO, sporting director, technical director. They've just swept everybody out.
Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher speaking there. And I get it, you know, I've gone for competitions where I've ended the competition. I remember this one where it was a roundhouse kick. I refused to hit the person, but I held the kick there, looking, as they say, stylo Milo. Mm. I got scolding from my master, like, yeah, but I won what? So? You think by looking nice, you won, you should be embarrassed. Finish the job, walk away, stop playing a fool and showing off. Andre Onana.
Exactly. And there are things you need to value more. It's not just about looking good or from the outside, right? It's about getting the job done. Look, you joked earlier about this being United FM. It felt slightly cathartic, but can you imagine our good friend Deepan Raj Ganesan, who had a front row seat to the action at Wembley? Here's his report and his rant, I dare say.
Hi Roshan, hi Elliot, and hi Sports Minutes listeners.
Wow. First of all, I just walked back to my hotel after that pulsating, you know what, sorry, draining 3-3 draw between Manchester United and Coventry after extra time. With United winning on penalties, of course, and sealing their progression into another FA Cup final. You would think that, you know, as a United fan, I would be overjoyed, you know, over the moon, with, you know, sealing an FA Cup final berth. But it's actually more frustration because of how the game panned out. I would say that, you know, when United took that 3-0 lead, they didn't really deserve it, in a sense where United didn't really click into gear. Some fortunate goals. But what you could tell was there was a clear difference in quality between a Premier League team and a team that was in the Championship. And I think that showed. But what really happened in the second half was, I think Coventry came out wanting to show that, hey, we are in a semi-final, not by chance, but we deserve to be here, so let's show it. And I think that was coupled with the fact that United took their foot off the pedal almost. You know, they came out looking very comfortable. They thought the game was over. You will just see the game out. And it wasn't helped by the fact that Erik ten Hag probably thought the same thing. Because he took off Kobbie Mainoo and then he brought off Garnacho. Two players who I thought were doing decently in the game. He brought on Eriksen clearly to have more control of the game. But really, that was not the effect that Eriksen had on the team. And by the end of extra time, I actually felt that Coventry deserved to win the game. Which is why I think, you know, at the end of full time and the end of extra time, there was actually some deafening boos from the United end where I was seated. I think that really shows you how frustrated the fans are. This is a team in a semi-final, you know, fighting to go into extra time, trying to get the lead back, and the fans are booing the thing. I think it's fair. I mean, I was not one of them who booed, but I think it's fair. These are fans that are paying top dollars. They are travelling down from Manchester to London for the semi-final, and at the end of the day, I think the team did let the fans down, and I think fair play to the fans for showing that frustration. I personally think this was a nadir for Erik ten Hag and his tenure at Manchester United. Yes, at the end of the day, it's a draw and they progress into the final, but I really thought that, you know, this really showed that he does not really have a grasp of what he wants to achieve at Manchester United, what is needed to succeed at Manchester United. It was embarrassing, I would say, and he did not really admit to that at full time in his post-match conference. And so, yeah, Manchester United will go into a final, but I expect it to be a bruising lesson once again for them in the hands of their neighbours, who were brilliant on Saturday, I thought. Yes, I think Chelsea were unfortunate in the sense where they had plenty of chances. Should have had a penalty as well. Nicholas Jackson missed plenty of chances. But I thought City showed control. And you've got to respect them, because you've got to take note that Manchester City actually played a midweek game against Real Madrid in the Champions League. They went into extra time, so they would have been tired. Secondly, it would have been a mental blow for them to exit the Champions League. So I thought they did brilliantly with all things considered. And I must say this, that, you know, watching Rodri live is breathtaking. The things he does off the ball, the things he does on the ball, I thought were brilliant.
Just to compare it to United, you know, I don't really think anyone really stood out from their performance. And this is against the Coventry side. Once again, I've got to repeat that. No disrespect to them. But if it's a Premier League side taking on a side that's not even in the top three in the Championship, you expect better. But that is not what we got at all. So it'll be United and City in the final. A bruising encounter awaits by all accounts.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.